Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slamline Media, our terribly named wrestling podcast that will probably never come back. My name is Colin Detmar. I am your host, and I am joined today by Johnny Niska. How's it going, Johnny?
For the record, I'd like to note that Colin did not run that name by anyone else.
That's actually inaccurate. You just forgot about it.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been so bad that I forgot that.
You didn't approve of it, that's for sure. But I didn't ask for your approval. So, last Sunday was the 2016 Royal Rumble, World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE's, yearly Rumble event. And by wrestling terms, a Rumble is a contest with a great number of persons where the only way to eliminate people is by knocking them over the top rope. I have a lot more knowledge of wrestling than I have experience with it, because I got interested in wrestling in a time where wrestling writing was kind of at an all-time low, so I ended up not watching as much. But I have a decent amount of knowledge and interest, and Johnny doesn't have much of either.
I mean, I do have an interest. It's not like the interest in actually watching most of it. My interest in is like, what kind of stupid bullshit did they get up to this time?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's everyone healthy's interest. Okay, that's not true. Sometimes we actually get a little serious about some things, and it's sad. So, this was your first wrestling event, correct?
Yes, I have never seen even a full match of a WWE wrestling thing.
Yeah, before. I convinced you to watch some Lucha Underground back in the day, but you didn't really take to that.
There were parts of that I liked. There were not nearly enough character moments in that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that show progresses as it goes on. Not that I'm trying to talk you to get into it, but they figure some things out as they go. But so overall, how did you like it?
I actually really enjoyed myself, which was largely on like we watched this together over mm-hmm. Skype with like talking to each other's, which is why I knew what was going on at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have enjoyed it much. Like, I might have watched a bit of it by myself and then turned it off.
That's fair. I mean, a lot of people only watch wrestling with their friends, so that's not an uncommon position.
I can see why, because discussing what is happening is like 60% at least of what is
and
fun
if you're
about
by
that.
Yourself, all you're left with is how stupid everything that's happening is, and that can be overpowering.
I mean, I understand now why Twitter blows up like it does whenever wrestling does a thing, because it's like, no, I can't watch this without talking about what's happening.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to talk about it. So, okay. I don't know, like, first of all, since you've seen Lucha Underground, how would you compare this to that?
I feel that even when WWE doesn't explicitly do a character thing, everyone seems like they are more aware of they're playing a character than Lucha Underground was. Like, just from the faces they make to, like, everything they do, except for a few people, seems to be attempting to at least establish some kind of character and personality. And I like that. Mm-hmm. The actual acrobatics is, of course, not nearly as good as what's in Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
That's what Lucha Underground has built its name on. And if I cared more about that, then I would probably like Lucha Underground more.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, another thing just to note, like, pay-per-views are the WWE at the top of their game, right?
Sure.
And, like, that's top of their game relative. Like, you know, I would say that there are, like, episodes of Raw that are better than some pay-per-views, right? Of course, that's how it works. But overall, the pay-per-views are going to be where you get their best material. So, like, obviously, comparing the Royal Rumble to just a random episode of Lucha Underground is not entirely fair. but it is still representative of the styles, right?
Yeah, like Lucha Underground has a lot like Prince Puma, for instance, in Lucha Underground is a guy whose main personality in like the first six, seven episodes, at least, which was what I watched, was mainly like, no, he's good at wrestling.
I think, I mean, I hate to contradict you, but I feel like, I mean, there's a lot of that, like, he's good at wrestling, and that's kind of his thing, but also there's some stuff with him being, like, the people in his life who are helping him do this are pushing him to be, like, only looking out for himself and sort of ruthless, and he's unwilling to do that because he's honorable. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah, but they don't really do enough of that. Like, the people around him do a lot, and then he himself just goes in the ring and wrestles most of the time.
That's very true, and there are certainly examples of that in WWE, for example, Brock Lesnar. But I would say, yeah, it's fair to say that it's more of a thing in Lucha Underground, right? Like, they know when someone can't act and they don't try and make them.
And, like, even Brock Lesnar, I mean, I've only seen him in this specific event. Like, just his facial expressions do more to sell what he is than anything.
To be fair, I mean, like, and this is also a problem for that, right? But, like, Prince Puma wears a mask.
Yeah, and I, like, yes. And that's a problem, because...
Fair,
yeah.
Fair. Okay, that's a very reasonable response. So, okay. I guess first off, I just ask if there's anyone who really caught your eye. Like, any of these wrestlers that you really, like... I mean, I would even say, for better or worse, really stood out to you.
I really liked... I'm having a brain fart right now. I'm so sorry.
You can tell Roman me the match. Or just...
Like, I really like Roman Reigns, even though, like, what they actually did with him was terrible. Hmm. I like the faces Roman Reigns is making, which is a lot of, I can't believe this shit is actually happening right now. And that's, like, the only face he keeps doing most of the time, but it's a really good face for his role in the entire thing, I think.
Yeah, you did seem pretty pleased at several points. It will not surprise you to know that overall Roman Reigns is of questionable popularity.
I mean, they're doing shit things with him. Like, even during the Royal Rumble, the entire thing they did with him was, no, we're gonna take him out, we're gonna injure him early, so he has to go out of the match and then come back towards the end, so we don't have to do things with him during the entire match.
Yeah, I found it pretty frustrating.
I was not as frustrated as you are, but it's clear, like, that's shit writing. It's just bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just, yeah, like, it made his, I mean, you know, he ultimately did not win, but his comeback was, like, it was supposed to be a moment of, like, oh, the hero's back, and it's like, the dude who fucking just ditched the match? No. Not impressed.
I mean, like, and it was... I think it was fair of him to do so, considering the circumstances, but it's still not, like, interesting.
I mean, so there are a couple of things, right? Like, he was beaten up by goons of the Authority, specifically Triple H, right?
Yeah.
Triple H is, in story concerns, the COO, right? Chief Operating Officer of the WWE. He would have absolutely had the power to then say, if you leave this, like, this arena... then you're disqualified.
Yeah.
And there's no reason he wouldn't say that. It made no sense.
Yeah, I think it, like, the entire thing is really nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah. If they act really inconsistently about it, because other people who get thrown out of the ring from, like, under the rope try to get back on as soon as possible, and, like, then there's a few examples where people just don't care, and it's like, have you guys not thought this rule set through at all?
And it's really strange because, I mean, they've been doing Royal Rumbles for several decades now, right?
Yeah.
And this has not been an issue I've seen them have before. Like, I have certainly not watched all the Royal Rumbles, but I've watched, like, I don't know, like six. And it's not been an issue of people who were still technically valid active members in the match who were just not in the ring. That hasn't been an issue before. There was an issue last year that was really stupid of Rusev hiding under the ring for a long time. That was really bad. But he was the only person to do that, and it stood out as being weird and dumb.
Yeah, that sounds really bad just on paper. I can't imagine how that looked.
I mean, he's a heel, and it's like, oh, you forgot about him! And it's like, okay, this is dumb. But, like, people flaunting it this year was really strange, and they should have just been disqualified.
I didn't like it with Roman. I did like what they did with The Miz, just like, no, I'm not gonna go in. This is a bad time to go in.
I liked that, but I think he should have been, I think it should have been, he should have been forced in. Like, I think he should have stood out there talking for a bit, and then security guard should have walked up to him and pushed him into the ring, and then he got immediately eliminated, or something like that.
I would have liked that too. That would have been good. That would have been good.
Yeah, I don't know, I think of one WrestleMania I saw, or not WrestleMania, excuse me, one Royal Rumble I saw where, The Undertaker was just fucking, like, The Undertaker was one of the first people in, he immediately eliminated everyone, and then just stood there, and every time someone entered the ring, he beat the shit out of them and threw them out, right?
Mm.
He just did that for a while, and then he got disqualified by, like, a low-card wrestler, sort of by accident, right? And so then he just grabbed him, hauled him up the stairs, and threw him through a popcorn stand. And that was good. I don't know. They don't do as much backstage stuff these days, and that can be a bit of a bummer because that stuff is really enjoyably dumb at times. I don't know. Okay, so you thought Roman Reigns stood out. Did anyone else really catch your eye?
I'm having a bit of trouble with names. Kane stood out to me in a bad way. Like,
yes.
He went in there and he just, like, there were a lot of people who went in there and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Kane went in there and very visibly did nothing for a very, very long time.
Yeah, Kane is... Kane did have golden years, and he is well past them. I don't know what else to say about him other than it's like it's kind of a shame that he's still in here, you know?
Yeah. I like the stuff they did with Kevin Owens. I like the stuff they did with Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff was pretty good. Kevin Owens did a really, like, especially, like, emphasized it in the Rumble. He just does a really good, like, petty asshole.
Yeah, and, like, at first I didn't like him, but as it went on, like, oh no, this is actually really well done.
As, like, every single person who he's ever, like, any person who he has met before is announced in the Rumble, and the camera cuts to him, and he's just fucking furious. He's just like, how fucking dare they?
Yeah, it's good. I just keep coming back to, like, how much, like, Roman may not have a wide array of, like, acting ability, but they could still write to what he does, and I don't feel like they even try.
I think having him in pursuit of, like, the title of the WWE Heavyweight Championship is a mistake, because I don't think he has the range for that. That needs to be a pretty dynamic role.
Yeah.
But, like, lower down belts, absolutely, and certainly with the goal of getting him there. Like, he's got the talent. He just needs to develop range, you know? And he doesn't have it.
Yeah, like, he does, like, I keep saying it, he is really good at looking outraged and, like, what the fuck are they going to do to fuck me over this time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's great, but...
Yeah. What did you think of Triple H?
I mean, he does a really good, like, stern face, right?
Yes.
Like you are in trouble face.
Yeah, he has a pretty good death glare.
And that was good. He really didn't do much else. I mean, he went in there, he threw some people out, and then, like, that was it. And he did his role, but he didn't have any lines that were anything.
Well, I mean, you don't really have, like, there aren't a lot of lines in the Rumble. Yeah. No one has a microphone in there, except for The Miz, but he's The Miz.
Again, I think that thing was great. They could have exited that bit better, but I think that the idea behind that thing is great. And what little I know about The Miz, he sounds like the right person to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
agree.
There were a lot of people who got in and like looked promising and then like didn't do anything. Stardust was in there for quite a bit of time, I think. And the camera barely showed him, and then when it showed him, it was just nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really didn't get to do anything.
And I guess that's always going to be a thing at the Rumble, right?
Mm-hmm. So for some people, for sure. Some people are there, like, to get knocked out, right?
Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of people who are there to fill out the numbers and to make you question what is going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But also, I mean, if you're going to question what's going to happen, you need to raise some questions, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you think about Ryback's entrance, right? I think Ryback kind of sucks. But Ryback went in and, like, bashed a guy around and pick up at AJ Styles and, like, threw him over his head and then turned and, like, screamed at the camera.
Yeah.
And it's like, he got to do a quick little demo reel, you know?
Yeah.
And for anyone they give even the little bit of a shit about, they should have done that for them.
Yeah.
Like, R-Truth ran out and got immediately eliminated. I'm fine with that. R-Truth is not... I'm not feeling too hot on R-Truth right now. But Stardust has so much potential, and it's really a bummer they didn't do more with him.
Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
He... I talked with you a bit about this while it was going on, but, like, I feel like he almost feels like he's from Lucha Underground to me, because it's like
he actually is in Lucha Underground a little bit, but you know,
like he doesn't display a lot of personality at all in the ring, at least during this event.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like his opportunity, like, he does a lot of dicky heel stuff, and he didn't, like, yeah, during this event, I don't think he had a great showing. I don't know, maybe he's just getting, I don't know. There's been, like, I've seen him do some stuff in the past. Like, I've never been a big Alberto Del Rio fan, but I have a decent amount of respect for him, and I think one of the things that he goes for, that cross-arm breaker move of his, is pretty classic, and he will use it in ways that display some personality, right? Like, he's a dick bordering on sadist, right? Like, he will put you in this move that, in lore, will break your arm, and he will make you tap out, and the referee will ring the bell and be like, the match is over, you won, and he will not let go of the hold. And he didn't do any of that kind of stuff in that match. That match was fine. It was a nothing of a match.
Yeah,
it was,
like,
versus Kalista, yeah. By the way, or Kalisto, excuse me.
He was boring in his own match, and he was boring in the Rumble. To be mm-hmm. like that, I haven't seen much else of him, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's in need of direction, you know, right now. Because, like, I mean. When I was watching more actively, his thing was basically just like, you Americans all suck, I'm the best, I'm from Mexico, I'm the best. And that was really all there was to him. And you can't, you need more than that. You need people, not fucking cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. I liked Kofi Kingston. I think I like him less than the other two from New Day, so it was a bit...
Xavier Woods, yeah. Xavier Woods and Big E.
Xavier Woods and Big E, yeah. I thought that... But I still thought that what they did with him was good. And the way Xavier and Big E like tried to help him from outside was all good and all worked in character with what they're doing. I like that.
Yeah. Like, Xavier Woods is the obvious, like, holy shit, this guy is so good, right?
Yeah.
But don't sleep on Big E. That man is incredible.
Like, I feel like they both do their jobs of, like, building up the thing. Xavier Woods is what makes it work, but, like, they do their jobs in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a really, you know, the New Day is a really amazing staple of wrestlers, and it's really exciting to see them work and to see what more they do. That, I don't know, it's so, like, other people have said it better, but it's so weird to see them up against, like, the Usos, because watching them fight the Usos is...
Yeah, that was the match they had before the actual Rumble, and it was a lot of, okay, now New Day are doing their thing, and this is kind of good, or varying from kind of good to amazing, and now the Usos are doing their thing, and it's varying from terrible to tolerable.
The Usos are just like, it's like, oh, they're Islanders, and they're angry, and they're excitable, and that is, like, they're nothing. Like, even their intro is just them, like, screaming incoherently.
Yeah.
They're bad, and this isn't, like, a rough patch for them. They've been this bad for so long.
Yeah, I don't understand why they like... Why pair them with New Day? I guess why pair them with New Day is because, oh, we gotta give the Usos a match at some point. Let's pair them with New Day so it's at least a bit entertaining.
Johnny, when I say Us, you say oh.
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we skipped the Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch match because I can't do women's wrestling. And not like I can't do it ever. I certainly can. The WWE, like, they say they're getting better, and some people say they're getting better, and I don't trust them. It's so petty and sexist and disgusting, and I can't take it. I don't know, like...
That actually brings me to an interesting question. Like, is there any promotion that you feel do women's wrestling well?
I mean, I would say that... I mean, I haven't really watched any NXT, right? And I actually... One of the things I said when I was walking home on my way to record this podcast was, I should probably watch some NXT. I feel like Lucha Underground does it acceptably, right? It does it fine.
Lucha still, like, it has some of those, like, they're really cynical. Like, I mean, you can do sexy characters and have it not be the most cynical thing in the world. Wrestling doesn't know how to do that.
No. Well, hasn't shown that it knows how. Maybe it knows how and it's just not willing to do it because it doesn't think it will sell. I don't know. But certainly they haven't demonstrated any knowledge.
Yeah, and I feel like even Lucha falls into that quite a bit. But it's like it's not as bad as the clips I've seen of Divas wrestling in WWE.
There is a woman whose finishing attack is that she jumps and shoves her butt into your face, and it's called the rear view.
Yep. No.
Yeah,
That has to be like almost a circular problem as well, because who wants that job?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's like the thing you're asking them to do is so terrible that like the people who are talented enough that they would be able to like override that and perhaps do something with it are probably not going to want to.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, I guess, so, we talked a little bit before, and you said, like, you would consider, like, watching the Rumble again next year with a friend, right?
Absolutely.
Would you consider watching other things, or, like, I mean, I am not going to ask you if you would watch Raw, because you're not crazy, right?
Look, Colin.
Mm-hmm?
I would probably give any of these things a chance once.
Don't give Raw a shot.
Okay.
Don't let it do that to you.
Okay.
Definitely don't give SmackDown
like,
a shot.
Like, I mean, the entire Jesus thing Christ. Here was like, no, I've hated on this thing, on wrestling for so long, and I know that there are some things that are interesting about it, so let's at least give the big thing a shot.
Mm. Like, I would say it would be cool if we watched WrestleMania, and I would say we watch it after the fact, partially because I always work Sundays, but also partially because we're going to want to skip a lot of matches, right?
Sure. Like, I just know that WrestleMania is so fucking long, and when you say watch WrestleMania, that's the one thing where I'm like, oh Jesus, this sounds like a nightmare.
We skipped one match this time?
Yep.
We would skip a lot more. For WrestleMania. We would skip a lot more.
I mean, like, I'm willing to do more of this stupid thing. Like, and it's like, you're saying that, like, you should watch NXT. If you want to watch NXT and like, have a specific episode in mind that you want to check out, like, I'm willing to watch that with you because I have a lot of time on my hands.
Okay, well, there is an NXT pay-per-view coming up, actually. So we should try and figure that out and watch that.
Okay. This is, like, so, I feel like this is a mistake I'm making as I'm making it, but that's how I felt about the Royal Rumble before I did it as well. So, let's make mistakes.
We almost titled this podcast The Big Mistake.
I think I would have preferred that, actually.
we can still change it. There's time. And with that thought, guys, this has been Colin Detmar. For Scanline Media, you can find us at scanlinemedia.com, where we do generally video game reviews and criticism. I should say criticism more than reviews.
We've been putting out anime stuff. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, we put out an anime podcast,
and we're gonna do more of that. You know it.
Yeah, totally. We're gonna do what we find interesting, because the nice thing about this is, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/scanlinemedia. If you want to give us money to expand our coverage, you can do that. We'll spend it on hardware or software, where none of this is going to us. This is purely a thing we do on our own time.
Yeah.
We don't get paid for this. So we can do what we want, and you don't have to worry about giving us money for shit you think is stupid, for instance. But yeah. You could probably find this podcast on iTunes. I think we'll probably put it in our Scanline Presents feed. Any ratings or reviews you wanted to give us would be greatly appreciated. And also, you could spread the word. Tell your friends. And yeah, for Johnny Niska, I'm Colin Detmar, and this has been a little experiment of ours.
Indeed. See you next time.